were young and we loved metal just like now, and it just seemed like the fun thing to do. So
we'd already had bands before and stuff, yeah. But once we decided to form a band together, Eric and I didn't. It was just pretty obvious what we were going to do. We wanted to make brutal death metal because we loved it and loved to play it. Yeah. We are still doing it.
That's right.
Because it's brutal and it sounds cool. You can write about horror and totally disgusting things, and it actually fits the music.
We'd watch a lot of horror films, too, and we'd write stuff along the same lines of the horror films, so it just seemed like the music needed to match that, and it needed to be brutal and sick and be death metal to match it. So it just... We just kind of play what comes natural anyways to us. So
yeah, just autopsy. It's in the blood.
Yeah. Below the ground, the sun is high. In solitude, I deconstruct my prize. I chew the mangled meat right off the bone. In the darkness, down it.
Why did you decide to come back? Because you had a long break and you, most of you played in other bands.
We didn't plan to come back. It just sort of happenstance.
Once we started playing again and rehearsing, there was a chemistry and a certain environment that came back with it, a vibe, a feeling that was fun again.
Yeah.
So we were having a good time doing it. We enjoyed it again. And back when we stopped doing it, it kind of became where we weren't enjoying it that much. So when it got to the point where we were really liking it and offers coming in to play in shows, it was kind of a really easy decision for us.
All of a sudden,
we're doing what we thought we would never do. Yeah.
We swore we would never. Like, nope, not going to do that. We already did it. You missed it. Too bad. But now we're doing it again.
Too bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Here you are. Yeah. I once read that you, Chris, you get bored if a death metal album is longer than 40 minutes. Macabre Eternal is.
Yeah, there we go.
I have to ask you.
We have some explaining to do. Huh?
70 minutes of death metal. Why?
Yeah, we didn't know how long it was, and I usually do after, like, you know, 8 songs. It depends. I mean, there's exceptions, but a lot of it depends on the band, too, because sometimes it can just sort of, like, I don't know, sound the same after a while. Just, it depends. I mean, some albums I can listen to over and over again, too, but in our case, we did not know how long those songs were. We didn't time it. Like, some songs turned out to be really long. We didn't know how long those were going to be either. Then, when we finished, we couldn't bear to take any of the songs off. We thought about it, too. We're like, oh, we can take off, like, 3 songs or something like that. And yeah. We ended up just saying, all right, well, we know we're going to hear some shit about this, but we couldn't bear to part.
Right.
So with CD, you can always, like, skip songs if it's too much.
Yeah.
Or you can turn it off if you get tired of it, but no one can say they're not getting their money's worth.
We're hoping to go in the studio in November. That's what we're going to try to do.
That's the plan. So, yeah, we've already got a few new songs rehearsed. And I think it's mostly written. Not 100%, but almost all the way there. So we just have to rehearse a lot.
Yeah.
We hope to have it done before this year's over.
Wow.
Recorded. That's going to be like us working at a breakneck pace, though.
Yeah.
Just to... You know, while we're feeling energetic about it.
Yeah.